Sanctuary city dwellers are suffering sexual battery, stranger rapes, murders at the hands of illegal aliens. By Warner Todd Houston on November 30, 2024. The migrant from Honduras who was charged with raping a woman on a woodsy trail in Herndon, Virginia, is a case study in permissive left-wing sanctuary city and state laws that have endangered so many Americans. Let me start by saying that I am incredibly saddened and outraged that a crime like this could happen here in the town of Herndon. Herndon Police Chief Maggie DeBord said at a press conference last weekend after the arrest of the migrant. Dennis Humberto Navarrete Romero, 31, was arrested and charged for the November 18 attack and rape of a woman he allegedly encountered on the Washington and Old Dominion Railroad Trail in Herndon. The attack was termed a stranger rape because the attacker and the victim did not know each other. "We haven't had a stranger rape in over 12 years that I've been here as chief," Chief DeBord said. "There should be full prosecution, so this never happens again." The attack, though, should not come as a surprise. Authorities discovered that Romero has been linked to several sexual battery attacks on juveniles going back to 2017, they said after his arrest. There have been other charges as well. A flabbergasted DeBord was shocked to find that the suspect had already been charged with two felonies, and yet he was still freely wandering around the United States. "He had two felonies from cases we had where we were called, dispatched to investigate a sexual battery, basically where he had grabbed a female," Chief DeBord said. "And when we went to investigate the case, we encountered the individual then and he assaulted two of my police officers. One he actually grabbed around the throat, tried to choke him. So he was charged with two assaults on a police officer, felonies." DeBord was asked if Navarrete Romero was convicted for those felony assaults. "No, because a couple months later, that case was reduced to simple assault, misdemeanor. We weren't asked to provide input on that," she replied. "You know, my officers were victims in that case. We would hope that victims would be asked about their input on this, and we certainly wouldn't have agreed to have that reduced to a misdemeanor." The chief was also skeptical about deporting Navarrete Romero after this latest arrest. "The problem with deporting him right now would be there is a strong chance that he could end up back in this country again," she said. "The danger is, if he's not held accountable for his crimes here, and he's simply deported, we would have no way to keep him from coming back into the country." How did all this happen? Because of the sanctuary policies of the law enforcement agencies he met previously. This latest incident of an illegal alien causing serious injury to an American caused Andrew R. Arthur, resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies, to explain. Why are serious alien criminals who beg to be deported released into the community to reoffend? Because local and federal officials interpose themselves between those criminals and ICE in a misguided and senseless attempt to protect the very victims who end up paying the price. The price for Joe Biden's border crisis has been high, indeed. It seems as if not a month goes by when there isn't a rape or murder perpetrated by a migrant who entered this country illegally. Victims abound across the nation. Young Jocelyn Nungere, the 12-year-old girl from Houston, paid with her life. The same end befell 22-year-old Lakin Riley in Georgia. Patty Morin of Baltimore also paid the ultimate price. And these are just some of the most famous cases. There are many others that have not become national news. There is also a long and growing list of other crimes occurring at the hands of Biden's border crossers, including sexual assault, drug trafficking, robbery, child rape, and human trafficking, not to mention the criminal activities of dangerous gangs, including Tren de Aragua. All these cases add up into the tens of thousands, and many of the perpetrators are repeat offenders who were in the U.S. justice system previously, but then simply let go right back into our population with no coordination or cooperation with ICE. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.